This is In Focus on WSIU. Ornithologist and ecologist Mike Baltz is back with his monthly look at the natural history of Southern Illinois with the August edition of Nature Notebook.
I've been traveling quite a bit lately, at least for me. In June, I spent 2 weeks in Southern California. Then in July, I spent a long weekend on the Florida Panhandle. While both of these places were beautiful and are certainly considered tourist destinations, I am happy to be back home. Because in both Southern California and Gulf Coastal Florida, I missed the diversity of plants and especially animals that many of us living in Southern Illinois might take for granted. For example, there were very few insects in Southern California, which might sound like a good thing to some folks, but consider no lightning bugs and no nighttime summer chorus of cicadas and katydids, and very few butterflies. In the Navarre Beach area of Florida, where I was, there were virtually no songbirds. So, no morning chorus of singing birds. No cardinals, no goldfinches, no bluebirds. Of course, there were shorebirds on the beach, but in 4 days of observing, my bird list was less than 24 species. For comparison, I can get that many species in just 30 minutes off my back deck in Carbondale. Just the other morning, I had northern cardinals, American goldfinches, indigo buntings, summer tanagers, ruby-throated hummingbirds, and red-bellied woodpeckers in my backyard and all at the same time. There were also several species of butterflies fluttering around the zinnias in my garden. Dragonflies were perched on twigs around the yard. There was a gray tree frog tucked into a shady crevice on the back deck, and a blue-tailed, five-lined skink nervously sunned itself near the potted tomatoes. All that biodiversity within spitting distance, no less. And now, in August, there will be the bounty of summer wildflowers. It is a bounty of biodiversity that you don't see almost anywhere in the country. The reason Southern Illinois is so interesting biologically is because geographically it is at the northern end of the South and at the western edge of the East. So, in addition to oak hickory forests, we also have cove forests and hill prairies and cypress swamps. And the big rivers funnel tens of millions of birds through the region in migration. All of this combines to give us a greater diversity of plants and animals than many of the top nature-y tourist destinations in the country. According to the Illustrated Flora of Illinois, written by the late, great SIU botanist Robert Mollenbrock, we have just over 3,000 native plant species in the state. And most of them are down here, about 2,400 species to be exact. The LaRue Pine Hills area, just a few miles south of Murfreesboro, is actually one of the most biologically diverse areas in the nation, with a plant species diversity exceeding that of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. When it comes to birds, new species are being added to the state list every year, but of the roughly 450 species that have been recorded in Illinois, almost 300 of them have been recorded south of Interstate 70. I remember a Les Winkler column in the Southern from years ago. In it, Les wrote about all the colorful birds that were common visitors to his yard, birds that people would travel thousands of miles to see. It was a simple observation, but it rang so true. You know, it's common to take the place you live for granted and be bored by it, to want to travel far afield to see new things. But traveling can also make you appreciate where you're from and help you see your home with fresh eyes, because you can't miss something until it's not there. Like the reds of our cardinals and the lush greens of our forests and the yellows of our summer wildflowers. In the end, friends, while I am a fan of traveling, for me, there's no place like my Southern Illinois home.
That's ornithologist and ecologist Mike Baltz with the August edition of Nature Notebook, a look at the natural history of Southern Illinois. You can hear his essays on air and online at WSIU.org.